on the Maple Toyota Hotline is our good buddy, Ray Ferraro. What's happening, Ray?
I will say I didn't enjoy, but I enjoyed along with your delay yesterday. Isn't travel fun, oh?
I honestly don't know how you and Jamie do it all the time. Like, it's just, I was saying to a guy in the elevator today, Ray, it's like being at a nice destination like Las Vegas is fun, but the act of getting there, the custom on the floor, it was just...
That's a true story, too. I was witnessing this guy just sawing off sets. Sawing them off at gate F68.
What are you supposed to do? Like, if you had an empty cup, people would have put money in it.
I had to fall asleep.
I
was tired.
On the floor. Have you, Noodles, have you ever fallen asleep on the floor?
No. And I don't even know if I passed out.
Woke up out of an absolute, like he was in the clouds. And he thought he had been asleep for like 3 hours. He was in hibernation. He's like, did they move it again, the time? I'm like, dude, you've been asleep for 10 minutes.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, nothing's happened. Literally nothing, except for you snoring and everyone hearing it all throughout Pearson. But
that was a long day for you guys. But tell me it's decent weather, at least. Like, it's a little warmer,
garbage.
Right?
Garbage.
Yeah, raining. It's been raining in Vegas.
Rained here in 47 years. It's been raining since we...
I flew out of Toronto. It was terrible. And I was in Ottawa. I don't know how these planes were landing and even taking off. So, I mean... I'll take the rain every day of the week compared to the nonsense that was going on in Toronto the last couple days.
I don't even like to look out the window when it's snowing like that. I'm like, I'm starting to get nervous now.
Well, you know what you notice, though, because we're down here in Vegas, and we got here about 40 minutes before the show, and we're just sitting because we couldn't get access to the studio until 5 minutes before, so we're in the front lobby. And because it's raining here, a couple of people came in, locals, and they're complaining. They're like, this is awful. So what you learn is it's just human nature to bitch and complain. Correct. And whether it's minus 30 or even 10 degrees, I'm sitting here thinking, it's been minus 20 and snow up to my hip, and you're complaining about it being 13 degrees and raining? Like, how is that possible?
To that point, I'm in Winnipeg, and when I was here last, it was minus 38. Today, it's minus 14. The guys that I, you know, that we worked the show, they said, hey, much better, eh? It's minus 14. And you're like, yeah, it's way better. All you got to do is zap yourself in minus 38 for a couple hours, and you'll be like, minus 14 is pretty sweet.
How awkward was it in Colorado being right on the Maple Leaf bench?
Well, the trainer said to me, do you want a water bottle? Like, like there's only a little bench there, like, or a little divider. And so when the guys are jumping into the bench, like, they're like, I'm clearly in the way when you stand there. So it was, everybody was, you know, they were in a good mood because they got the 3 power play goals and then the game was a laugher. So nobody was really too stressed. There's a couple guys you have a conversation with as the game goes on. And, you know, one of the guys, I mentioned to him that, hey, you know, maybe you could get one tonight. He's like, not tonight. He wasn't having the best night. And so it was, I don't know. I enjoyed it, but I also came as close as I've been in a long time to get hit with a puck. Oh. And opening faceoff of the second period, my monitor has gone dark. So I can't see if we're going to do a replay. So I'm looking at it and I'm trying to turn it on because I don't know. What do you turn it on, turn it off? I don't know how to fix anything. And I hear Morgan Riley go, look out. And the puck had come right from the drop of the second period faceoff. And there's a video. I'm not sure how close it was, but I didn't react until it hit the glass behind me. Ooh. It would have hit me right in the face. You can see it in the screen. I bet you it wasn't more than 6 or 8 inches away. Didn't even see it. That would have done.
That's a game changer.
Yeah.
I have to leave now. Cut live on Tuesday, and
it looked real good.
It looked really good. You know, we talked about it that day because they were swinging it around in New York on Sunday night. Like, they were really knocking on the door. Is this it now? Are they officially alive, or was it just that the Avs are such a mess?
Well, it looks so. They're 28th overall, but they're the worst since the 8th of December. What I liked, though, about the power play was, and we tried to show it in the highlight pack, was how many different places they attacked from. Because the one complaint would be, of course, so they change the point of attack, boom, it's out to Kadri, it's in the net. Like, that has...
This in the previous hour, we all know the way it works with sports radio and the media, thing we can move on to. And for about 4 or 5 days, it was the power play. Understandably so, because it was so bad. And then it kind of came alive in New York, and it really, you know, blew the doors off in Colorado. So we're like, okay, that's enough. We've hit it. We understand it. Let's move to defensive pairings, and let's discuss and debate what's going on here. Because Mike Babcock has reverted back to Morgan Riley on the left side and Ron Hainsey on the right side. Sounds like Muzzin and Zaitsev will pair together, and Gardner and Dermott together. I understand the reasoning from Riley's perspective. You put Riley in a bubble, I totally get it. He's your best defenseman. He plays the most minutes. You want him to be comfortable.
And he's not going to play Jake Gardner on the right side against the top lines. I mean, you could put Zaitsev back there. Geez, do you want to do that? Or is he, I think he's probably just about where he's at the high water mark as a second pair guy.
Yeah, I think so too, but why not Muzzin? Why not try Muzzin on the opposite side?
I don't know what you guys have thought, but after his, and maybe he's just worn out a little bit because it is pretty emotional to get traded. You run out of gas pretty quick. I think he has the last couple of games. Great face in Ron Hainsey for sure.
Yeah, he does. Which, listen, it's not that Ron Hainsey can't play. I mean, everyone understands that. And I'm not even concerned or talking about it from a here and now perspective. Okay, right. Tonight he plays on the
it'll
right
be fine,
side.
But you're talking
Saturday night. I'm
second
talking
round, deep
exactly.
In the playoffs, something.
Game one, they're playing Boston, and the Bergeron line is like, okay, Ron Hainsey, that's our guy. That's a different story.
Maybe there's another move coming.
Maybe.
You know, like maybe that's. You know, maybe this was a two-part step all along. You know, certainly when the trade was made, I mean, just go back to Mike's comments where he said, you know, like Muzzin a lot, it's not perfect, but we'll make do with it this year. Maybe they're going to be one of these teams that, you know, goes into the playoffs not having addressed what they would have liked to because you just couldn't. You know, not everybody gets what they want, and their best option they feel right now is this. I guess, like most everybody, thought that, wow, if Hainsey moves down into a third pair, man, that's a pretty good defense. And their numbers, him and Dermott, were awesome when they played a couple of games together. But, you know, it's very clear Hainsey's well-trusted by Babcock.
Ray, we're going to the game tonight. You've done a bunch of games in Vegas, I would assume. Jamie's done a game. What kind of an advantage is the home crowd here? What are the Leafs?
Loud. Don't plan on making a phone call during warm-up because the music is so loud. You can, like when you're standing on the ice, like between the benches, the floor vibrates. It's as loud a place as I've ever been in from the music standpoint. They have, behind the visiting net, they have Vegas showgirls dancing the whole warm-up. They're right behind the net. I don't know what they're doing there, but they're there. You know,
that's
you're
not
in
a bad
Vegas.
Thing.
No, you know, not a bad thing at all. You're in Vegas, so their game presentation is unlike anywhere else. And so I've always liked the buildings that were loud, even when I was on the road. I kind of liked it. Vegas has not been great. And I think if the Leafs play well tonight, they'll be fine. But it will be a lot different than where they just came from. It was a lot quieter in Denver, that's for sure.
Well, and Auston Matthews, sitting on 99 career goals, has a chance to hit a milestone tonight. And I think we all know where he ranks, you know, over the past 30 years. There aren't too many guys who have hit 100 in, you know, this at this time. Think of Auston Matthews. He's just a pure goal scorer. Or is there any other element of his game that pops in first?
No, for me, it's his shot and the score. Like, he's going to be one of those guys that doesn't need a whole whack of any guys in the league like that. You know, I don't know that he's going to be a high volume OV shooter, somebody like that. But I think of Matthews, and I guess his size and his ability to get around the ice, but shot for me.
With Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, we were down here. We missed out on really catching the Edmonton Pittsburgh game last night, but Pens end up winning 3-1. And down here, but. You know, that's probably, I think we know where Edmonton's at. That's it. It's over. I think it was over probably weeks ago, but last night probably puts an end to it. But what did you make of, you know, is that the go-to matchup for you? Is it McDavid versus Crosby, or Would it be another matchup that comes to mind?
And push the king off the throne, kind of like that. So that would be for me. I mean, McDavid's an amazing player, right? And he's... So, like, look, they lose 3-1 last night. He sets up Draisaitl. He has another great chance. He gets stopped on a penalty shot. Like, the guy does just about all that he can do. And there's also the name value and cachet of Crosby.
Looking forward to it. We're all going to be in the building for the game. We'll have a full report for you tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Maybe.
Yes, if we're still...
We'll see.
If we're still free men, we'll be on the radio tomorrow.
So what's the plan pregame?
Well, we're going
to a
wedding.
Oh, that's today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Are you guys... Do you guys have...
An email saying we actually don't want you people a part of it, so we don't know what we're doing.
No, I think what they want is us to be, like, kind of, I don't know, like ring
props.
Bearers.
Yeah, we're going to be props. Like, effectively, Ray, we're going to show up, and they're going to just be like, you're doing what we tell you to do.
You three garden gnomes, go stand over there.
Right, exactly.
Is there any chance, like, during the ceremony, like, you could make yourself known?
Yeah, just Google Vince Vaughn.
I was going to say, wedding crashers?
Vince Vaughn's speech to his buddy when he's about to get married. That would be me.
See, I think you guys have to make this. Look, it's one thing, it's a nice contest, you know, you guys, it's really a nice, memorable.
A speech telling the guy not to do it. He'll probably remember that.
One person the rest of your life, really good idea.
The one thing that I heard this one time is like, the way that women get married have always thought about the men is they dress us all the same. So if she gets up to the altar and she looks over and has a last moment of
documents to reasons why not to do it.
don't
just call up your divorce lawyer, put him on speaker.
Yeah, I have a conference call with both of our divorce lawyers.
I think I've told
you
guys this.
They're both in the Bahamas. Who's
kidding?
Right,
they're rich. They're not working anymore.
I've told you guys this story before, I believe, off air, but I was on my way to a buddy's wedding, and we were in the back of the limo, and we all kind of knew it wasn't the best wedding to be put together, and one of the guys just spoke up. He goes, to hell with this. He goes, don't marry her. Let's take this limo to Calgary and get drunk. And... he ended up marrying her.
Yeah, you told us, and he got...
Do not marry her. I'm telling you right now, let's just take this limo to Calgary and get drunk, because we were in Edmonton. And we were kind of like, oh, that's a little bit harsh. Yeah, it's all right, it's
but
all right.
But let's do it.
And
you know he was
later,
just stewing all day, too. He's like, I can't take this anymore. I have to blurt this out.
Yeah, the groomsmen, like one of the groomsmen had just had to speak his mind. Now, he is quite an outspoken person, but in hindsight, he probably was the smartest guy in the limo at that night.
Wow, that is, I've heard some close calls where guys, like on the Wednesday, pull the plug with family flying in from Europe. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
But this, on the five minutes from the church, that's a little tight.
Yeah.
They show up, she doesn't show up, and it just turns into a sideshow.
I
will run. We're running out of there if that happens. Anything silly happens, we are ninja dust.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, boys.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Yeah. We'll give you full details tomorrow at 5.
Dude, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, enjoy. We'll talk to you.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.
I am Forrest Gump on the way to the road. I will run out of there.
I'm with you, man. That kind of awkwardness, I
can't do it.
Yeah, we got to knock on wood here or something. That's not going to happen. Chad and Ashley, they're good people. They love each other. They're so hungover. They were part of Maple Toyota Hotline. Is the 2019 Toyota RAV4, the safest SUV. See for yourself at Maple Toyota and get rates from 0%. MapleToyota.com.